Blog Talk Radio. A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Tammy Joyner. I'm your host for the show. Today, we are discussing primary elections, and we're also discussing voting and voting with registration. So what we wanted to do was to talk about, it's a teenage process, too, and we wanted to talk about some of the key points in the process. Now, you know, most people, in most states, you have to be 18 to vote, but in some states, you can be 17 to 10 months. And so basically it's a program where you have to be about 18 years old to vote. You can't be a felon. Some people won't allow you to vote if you're on probation. You have to have a voter's registration card. And in order to get a card, you have to do a registration form, and you have to be a state resident for about 21 to some states say 21 days. Some states say 30 days. Some states say 55 days, and some states say as soon as you go in for your Medicaid, if you're looking for state services, as soon as you go in for Medicaid or if you're disabled, as soon as you get any type of benefit, there's going to be a voter's registration card sent to you at that time, so you must fill out your card and return it to the government, and then you will be sent out a card, and then you will present it at the time of voting in your district, and at that point, you can vote. So also, there's you have to be a U.S. citizen to vote, and when you fill out the voter registration form, it's a basic form. It just asks for your address and asks you if you're a citizen, asks you your name, asks you just a few in what city and town you live in, just a few things like that, and, you know, so they can return you a registration card. And so these are simple processes in order to get a voter's registration completed. My name is Tammy Jordan. You're here at A Theory of Parenting. Today is June 7th of 2016, and in New Jersey, this is the day for the primary election. And I'm here, and my son is 19, so this is about the second time that he could have voted, well, the first time he could have voted in a major election in the primary. But that comes up in November when you have the election for the president. Now, what is a primary election? A primary election basically lets us know that the different parties are narrowing down the candidates for the election. So if you're a part of a party and you needed to have, you know, two or three people running and you didn't know which one was going to fare out the best with the community, you enter three people, if they're strong candidates, into the primary election, and then the voters will narrow it down. And then if you have four or five different parties, you send someone from Democrat, someone from Liberal, someone from Republican, and someone from, you know, any other party. They go in and they kind of like see who's the best candidate, see who's most likely to win, and see who gets the most votes to go into the presidential election. If you're in U.S. and talking about the U.S. public election. So sometimes we have these different things called primaries. So that's how you narrow down the candidate and kind of get a good look to see who's actually going to win. And sometimes it tells you who's most likely not to win. So you get a lot of information with that. So we're looking into that today. And so I went into the voters box today over at Neptune, New Jersey, where I went into the fire department there, and I asked on Corley's Avenue, and I asked the people that were working there. I said, "May I have a form or something to vote?" And they have boxes, you know, where you go into the boxes and you pull the curtain and you stand aside and you do the vote. And I said, they said, "Well, where do you live?" And I told them that I just got from Texas and I wanted to vote. They said, "Well, unfortunately, you cannot vote today." I said, "Why not?" They said, "Because you're from Texas, and I pulled out my voter's registration card from Texas. They said, because you're from Texas, and you have to be here 30 days or 21 days in order to vote, and so we can't let you vote. I said, well, don't you have some type of form I can fill out to say that I am registered in Texas, but I actually am here in New Jersey, you know, for, you know, because I have to be here today? Do you out-of-state type of voting form? And they go, no, there's nothing here that we have. We don't have anything. So I went down to Bradley Beach, and I asked them the same question. They said, no, you need to be here 55 days in order to vote, and we don't have any form. There's nothing we know about online, and there's no one you can call. So everyone called out to the Board of Elections here, and they said, what can she do? So we all got into a little, like, you know, debate, because they were telling me there's no process, there's no form, there's nothing you can do in order to vote in a primary. So I said, that's fine. And I wouldn't want to, you know, figure it out, but I didn't see a lot of procedures or a lot of information just in case you're out of state due to, you know, illness, or you're visiting, or you're working. You know, you want to walk into any office and say, I have an ID, I have a Social Security card, I would like to cast my vote. That was not, you know, I was not able to do that today. So I found the system to be very old, and I thought that was very ignorant. And I said, well, can I go online? And I said, can I go online and vote, you know, on, you know, at some voters, you know, a voters polling type website? And they go, no, we're not, the votes are not up to that standard yet. We don't have, you know, you just enter your Social Security card and number and put your name and stuff, and then you can vote anywhere you are. They said, no, we don't have anything like that. You have to go to Texas almost in a way if you want to vote in this primary. So I found that to be really outdated, obsolete, and it was a little ignorant, you know. And so they had a lot of people sitting there that, you know, are very good citizens, and they do a lot, you know, to help out in these communities, but not the ones that are most apt, you know, and, you know, the people that possibly could know more about forms, and, you know, they were not left with every option or opportunity for each individual in any circumstances. So I found that to be scary because, you know, you'll find yourself, you know, visiting in the summer or going places, and then when you find yourself in situations like that, very important, you know, rights or, you know, infringed upon because you're out of state for the moment. So that was our story for today. So I have to, you know, call my son, and I wanted to tell him about it and cry and, you know, let him know that, you know, I don't think that we're, you know, futuristic enough or further along than some of the olden days, you know, when blacks would go into the polling office and they would refuse the right to vote, and they didn't have anything, you know, like, you know, a mail-in ballot or something, or, you know, something to say that, you know, I can't, you know, take your, you know, ID and just let you vote today, but, you know, you can mail this form back and, you know, they'll count it, you know, another time, or you can go online, or, you know, another station has the ballot where when you're out of state, you have to travel far, you know, to go do this. Or they said I could go to Freehold and go to the board, Freehold, which is the county seat, and go down there and see if I can register here, and wait for them to mail me something back so I can be ready in November. But there was nothing for today. There's no online situation where you can go and say, look, you know, where's Texas online, and where's my option to vote online here, you know, in Texas because I'm out of state. So I found it to be like, you know, a little box, and I couldn't get myself out of it. And everyone was upset with me and for me because I did have a vote registration, I had ID, and, you know, I was interested in participating, and it was important to me, it was important to them, but unfortunately, they didn't have any way to, you know, make it possible, and because of that, they just stood their ground, like, firm and stern, and, you know, I just wanted more and more information, and there was nothing, they didn't even have, you know, that type of information, or a new form, or voter's form to let me know, how to re-register here to have the paper sent in 21 days, and, you know, also how to, you know, talk to Texas about what I went through today, and, you know, to tell them that, you know, there needs to be a procedure for voting out of state. They said, but what if we allow you to do that, how will we know that you won't have, you know, double votes that you didn't register in Texas and then have someone vote here. And so, you know, I guess with ID and a Social Security card and, you know, something like that, I guess you get one time to vote. And most people are not trying to, you know, bribe the system, or it's not a bribe, but trying to fraud the system. Most people, you know, are trying just to get their one vote in so that they can go, you know, as a citizen and say they, you know, they do their civic duty and they participate in what, you know, they're asked to participate in, because they realize that, you know, this is going to help the community realize what is necessary, who we need, and what we need. And I guess with that, you know, it would say to us that, you know, we're interested in ourselves and that we're interested in our county, in our states, and, you know, U.S. as, you know, as a system. And so, you know, I was really upset that they couldn't do that for me today. But, you know, when you go in and you're younger and you're not older, you know, it seems impossible that you're saying that. And I'm sure there's something you can do. That's just my attitude. And, you know, it's just that they're just not updated. The system is just not updated. And, you know, I felt like it was ridiculous. And I was watching the news last night, and I saw that, you know, they go state to state and give you a day to talk about who you would like, you know, from the primary. And sometimes if you don't get in there and say everything, and a lot of people can't get in there and say what they want, then maybe your candidate maybe your candidate won't even make it to the, you know, the big election. And so, you know, it's like impossible, you know, to have to deal with that. So, you know, I just wanted you all to know that, you know, teens have to get involved, and maybe if you're involved in the future, we'll see a system where we could just go online and vote. And I heard one of the politicians years ago talk about this as an option, and they said that they hacked and jammed the computer system, and that they were not able to get everyone's vote, and the thing was frozen all day, and you know they gave people, you know, the chance to do this, and it just was their system wasn't able to you know, take, you know, the number of people. They just didn't make a good enough program, and the program didn't allow everybody in, and, you know, to that extent, you know, it was nothing that they can do, and they are not, you know, at this point online doing a primary. So, you know, it just was, you know, a way that someone else has had already, you know, abused the system. So we wanted to talk about that with teens and parents and stuff, and you can go out together, you can go out separate to vote, you can, you know, figure it out however you want to talk about it. We've talked about it in the past, you know, keeping your viewpoints to yourself or keeping your viewpoints to your family, or, you know, talking with, you know, other committee members and, you know, other party representatives and, you know, people that's in your same party, and deciding when to tell what you believe in, when it's most effective, you know, opposed to just, you know, just rattling on about your viewpoints. And we talked about that. So hopefully you'll get out and vote, you know, in November, and you'll have your voter's registration card, and you'll have your, you know, you'll know which district to go to, and you'll have the availability to go ahead and get your vote cast, and then you won't be hemmed up at the last minute. But sometimes going out early to find out the information, you know, at these preliminary voting elections, you know, it's just a good idea to find out what you can do now so that you're prepared, because I'll be prepared by November to vote, but I didn't have that type of information today. So that's our story. Until next time.